Your service, President.
Well, how are you doing today?
Fine. You had a busy day, sir.
Yes. It was a good day, though. We paid our respects in a very proper way, and that worked. I think it went quite well, actually.
On television, I thought it came across very well. I think it was what I was talking about last night, a good thing for the American people to see you in the position of representing all the people at a funeral, but a lot of sense of history to it. I think it was good. And since he had to die, I'm glad the time was what it was. I think that.
I deliberately didn't do anything on sound because I didn't think it was the right thing at that point, because the Trumans wanted to have a private funeral, and that's why we left it.
Well, I thought the demeanor was just right. The tone was right. And the photographs were good, and your expressions were in keeping. And the networks actually, well, I only saw NBC, but I checked them with the others. Gave it less time than I thought, but of course they all led with it, all led with footage of you and Mrs. Nixon.
Good.
And then the Johnsons. So it was good.
It was good to have the Johnsons and ourselves there.
Oh, yeah, it was done in good taste, and it moved the bombing back into the latter part of the news, which
is good.
Yes, it is. I feel more strongly than yesterday, Mr. President, that the attitude in the country is really very, very quiet on this. I just...
As you know, it's one of those things. They're terribly disappointed that the damn thing hasn't worked out and this and that, but what really counts is how it all comes out in the end.
Yeah, but it's not a strong reaction. It isn't. I don't, really just don't.
Interesting thing out there today, I was wondering whether we'd have a few demonstrators out, but there were none.
No. No, I don't think there would be. I mean, I think there wouldn't be because of the funeral, but I...
Yeah, but there have been on previous times, you know.
That's right. Well, there just is not that feeling. The people just aren't that disturbed about it. I spend a hell of a lot of my day, probably more than I should, talking to people.
That's what you should do.
Bloody telephone. No one raises this with me. I've had all kinds of calls.
Well, as I told you, Billy Graham was worried about it and this and that, and a lot of others are, but... And they are worried, but so are we.
He was attacked a little bit for being too close to us and being too much of a war hawk. And,
right.
He has
sure.
problems with him. He may be especially sensitive right now.
Right.
I talked to Kissinger this afternoon. He called me.
Oh, good.
Obviously, hold him in a talk to him because he was very contrite. And he said, have you got the cameras watching my room, Chuck? And I said, no, I don't, Henry. And then he said, I'm not going to talk to anybody this week. He said, I won't see anyone. So I got the message to all of them last night, this morning early, and I guess Bob must have talked to him because when he called this afternoon, he kind of wanted my assessment of where things stood. I told him I thought we were in great shape. I thought we would be through next week, or into next week when the jackasses in the Congress will start voting off.
Well, that may or may not, depending on what we do.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I meant if the status quo is...
Right.
The thing is unchanged, I think it will work.
Right.
But I really feel we've... maybe a gut instinct, but I'm usually right about this. The mood of the country just is not very concerned, Mr. President.
Well, nobody's enthusiastic about what we're doing, but...
Oh, no.
They're not all that stirred up about it either. Maybe that's what we have to play with right at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think there's a reaction either way. I think people just figure that while I was looking at... I don't have any current Simlinger data because he stops polling on on Christmas and he starts up again tonight. But I was looking that the support for bombing increased during the four days that he polled each day.
Did it really?
Yep, each day it went up a couple of points. It got up to 40% on the last day that he was polling, which is consistent with what he's found in the past. About 40% say, you know, bomb and the 20 to 25% are just
against anything.
Unreconstructed doves.
Right.
You won't get any other answer out of them than quit.
But at least he's not showing a deterioration.
No deterioration. It went up from 31.7, 36.4, 39.2, 40.2. So it just continue to bomb, do what has to be done, go all out up to the president. So that category was rising every day. Now he quit. I think we're totally in the clear. As I told Kissinger, into the middle of next week, and at that point they'll start coming back.
Sure.
The Congress will start, But there'll be other things to worry about. They'll raise up. They'll have the fight over who's going to be the whip. Not much fight, I guess, over the leader, but there'll be organizational battles, and that'll keep some of them busy.
Yeah, who's going to take the whip's place?
That's right. I guess.
What do you think? Oh, no, who's going to take the majority leader in the House?
Oh, I think Tip O'Neill will win that.
O'Neill, all right.
And I think Tip will win that. And of course he's a tough partisan Democrat.
Right, of course.
He'll be tough for us to deal with. I happen to know him well personally. He's a very decent guy, but he's a brass collar Democrat who fights his way. I don't know who will succeed him. I guess they're. Heard today maybe 20 people jockeying for position. Bob Byrd in the Senate, we tried to get him on television tomorrow. CBS is doing a special on Vietnam, naturally.
Those bastards.
The only network that would do it. We tried to get Byrd on, and of course he's worried about getting reelected.
Lying low, right?
Oh, so we didn't push it. But
don't push it, that's right.
But he's totally with us. We really don't have a problem with him. We've had people up briefing him.
Good.
Briefed him. And
good. That's the thing to do, to keep our guys well briefed so that they don't get out on the limb.
Yeah, we had Griffin briefed today, and
good.
Scott will be fine. Scott, we've talked to.
He'll behave, won't he?
Pardon?
Scott will behave, won't he?
Oh yeah. He'll whimper. He'll whine a bit. He doesn't whine.
Yeah.
But
well, none of us do.
Oh hell no. But he'll stay in line. So I talked to Timmons today. We've been slowly, and Scally's been working on this. We've been slowly picking him off one by one.
That's the way to do it.
Just keeping him quiet. Actually, there hasn't been a peep out of the Senate or the House this week. Nothing.
They're just a little bit afraid of getting out on the limb on this, aren't they?
I think they may be, Mr. President. I think that's a very...
They're right.
I'd like to get a few of them out and saw it off. Teddy Kennedy, of course, spouted off earlier on the weekend, but... And Mansfield made a few, but except for those.
What's Mansfield saying?
Well, he was last.
Get out. Last week.
Last week, he hasn't said anything this week. No one has said anything this week. I've been watching the wires every couple of hours.
Yeah, well, they're all on vacation, too. And that's another thing.
Well, I think they also know that what they say isn't heard. We got that marvelous story out on tying this to the prisoners last week, and
that'll help a bit.
Yeah, but
keep it up though. That one up.
Oh, that's the line. And
incidentally, Dole ought to start hitting that. You ought to get Dole and tell him he ought to start making that his cause.
We've gotten to him. Bryce has talked to him. Dole and Missouri.
That's the stuff.
May go up in smoke if he doesn't behave himself. Of course, he's on one day and off the next.
I know.
Incredible. Incredible guy.
Of course, he's in Florida now, resting, so what the hell.
Most everybody is. It's been very, very difficult to reach people.
Right.
We have talked to a few, but I just don't think people's minds are on this. I hear from enough people from around the country, the new majority, every day, as I did today. I spent a hell of a lot of time on the telephone. No, not a single person raised this with me. Nobody said, when are we getting the damn bombing over with, or how long is this going to
be? He didn't raise it with you, huh?
Not a single person. No,
that's good.
They talked to me about who are we appointing to this job or that, or not a single question. And I've kind of been keeping book on this because to me it's something of an indication of how people feel.
Right.
At least our constituency.
Our constituency naturally is worried, as we are, but we can just sort of keep them from getting out on the limb before something happens.
Not even sure they're worried. I think if they were worried, I'd be getting some of that, and I'm just getting none of it. Neither is my assistant, Dick Howard, who often takes calls from people. Now, there's kind of a feeling of, it's Christmas. Herb Stein did an economic briefing today, and my God, it's the most bullish thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it should be bullish. Goddamn economy thing is really great.
Well, they came because the preliminary gross national product shows that they underestimated before. And
it's going to be really right out through the through the ceiling, isn't it?
It is through the ceiling. It's the biggest it's been in years.
Right.
They underestimated it before the election, you know, when we had
that. Good.
Yeah, of course.
We good now, because we didn't need it then. Now we need it.
Yeah, but that's up, and Herb gave a very, very upbeat briefing today.
Good.
And that, you know, people are talking about that. They're talking about football. They're talking about people you're appointing to positions in the administration. It just isn't that, really is not that great a concern.
Yeah, I was interested to note that the Washington papers are playing up this clown Marston, you know, who is a bad actor, you know.
Yeah.
NIH, I numbered him a long time ago. He used to go, and so 1,000 scientists and doctors object. Who the hell? I bet 90% of them are for McGovern.
Well, I happen to have a second cousin who is a doctor at NIH, and he says he's the only Republican in the goddamn place. That's a complete den of the enemy. I mean, they've controlled that for years, all those.
And so they don't want us to move it, for Christ's sakes. Marston's not our man, you know. We didn't put him in the goddamn job.
I'm delighted.
I'm glad we've got, in any event, we've got Weinberger over there, and he'll be tough.
Oh, he'll be great. The Brennan thing continues to send up great signals.
Does it really? Yes. Good. How's that?
Well, Evans Novak today had the column about how he went in and ordered everybody to put your picture in every office.
I bet.
And it's a very, you know,
it's a great reflection on our loyal cabinet people who have not done it.
That's right. That's right.
Right?
He told me he found one picture of you in that entire
book. I know. And after we had Schultz and
Hodgson
in there, who were totally loyal, but basically would not insist on that sort of thing. They go in there, Christ, they got Kennedy's picture up. Not Johnson's, just Kennedy's. Well, goddammit, that's wrong.
That's right. Well, the Evans and Novak piece says, Brennan, quote, a resplendent role. And then it goes on to talk about how he has really come in and just added some color, and he started kicking people around, and he's got the bureaucrats all worried. And
good.
It's a great Washington column. It doesn't mean that much of it.
I know, but it'll shake up this establishment.
Oh, Christ. It sure will do that. The Wall Street Journal had a similar one today. It was interesting. And the Grizzell had one. So it's... I must say, Pete's activity since he got named, it's been a hell of a salutary effect.
Right.
People start... They look at that, you know, and they... I think it has an impact on our own people.
Sure it does. It
gets a little bit of... feeling of life into the
board. Right.
And he's doing it. God, he really is. But Evans and Novak, they didn't even, they gave it a positive play. They said that, as did the Wall Street Journal, that this is not a Durkin appointment.
No, hell no.
That this is one where...
Brennan and I are friends. We've known each other for years. Eisenhower didn't know Durkin. He called him Mr. Durkin, Christ. Brennan is Pete to me, you know.
And Durkin had supported Stevenson, whereas Brennan, of course, was head of our labor committee. So it's and it makes the point that you're very eager to cement the new majority. So it's positive stuff, and Pete feeds that. You know, he's great when you put him with reporters. I've done this now 4 or 5 times.
That's the stuff.
He wows the hell out of me.
He's a hell of a guy.
He really is. He's a first-rate fellow. But that kind of thing is...
Well, we'll keep fighting the battle, and...
I think we're going to do just fine, Mr. President. I think...
I was talking to Jerry Warren going out in the plane. He said CBS was really worried. I said, why the hell are they worried? And I know I played dumb. He says, I don't know. He said, they seem to be very worried. I said, nothing we can do to them. Not a thing. You know? He says, they think so. And,
sure do.
You know, and Buchanan had lunch with them, with Small and the rest.
Right.
And Buchanan was in, working on his little book, and I said, well, Pat, I don't know why the hell they're worried. There's not a damn thing we can do. You realize that, Pat? Well, they think so. I said, well, Pat, what the hell can we do? He said, well, I don't know. I said, but they think so.
Oh, we... I think Pat knows.
That's the way to play it, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's precisely the way you should play it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, but they're...
They apparently are worried, though, aren't they?
Oh, CBS is up the walls, Mr. President.
Well, they should be. They've been vicious and...
mean bastards.
That's right.
But whatever we can do to them...
That's right.
Whatever we can do to them, they deserve... No, but they're worried as hell. They really are. Jesus and...
The main one thing we're going to do, though, I've decided on all the networks, we've got to go all out for cable. I think
absolutely.
Cable hurts all the networks. Yeah. Now, some of them like it a little better than others, but CBS has got an interest in it. But, boy, when we go out for cable, that will really stir them up.
Well, it jars the whole existing structure.
The establishment, sure.
And it does. But it's also very good for the public. It's something.
Well, it ought to be done. That's right.
It's something that is damn good for the country. And so
right.
When you can be, you know, we'll be totally on the side of motherhood, but we'll really screw these guys. You know, it amuses me, really, more than anything else. These guys are absolutely pathetic. The last issue of Life magazine, big double issue and filled with, you know, crocodile tears that this is the end of life.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Pictures of the past year. And they've got pictures of Eagleton, and they've got pictures of McGovern, and they've got pictures of Muskie.
Right.
And they have two pages out of maybe a 100-page magazine. One in China, one in Russia.
Right.
Not a single picture of the election. Not a single picture of the new majority. I mean, the great story of 1972.
Oh, I know. Sure.
And they ignore it. Totally ignore it.
Well, they're done now.
Well, it's their last issue. And
thank God.
I just kind of look at it as the dying gasp.
Right.
One of the last pillars of the old establishment. And they're down the tubes, but the bastards take their last issue to stick it in.
That's all right. Well, nobody's going to read it.
No, hell, it isn't. And they're dead, and you are very much alive and well. So
it's really disturbs them.
Of course it does. Of course it does. I've had an interesting reaction. You mentioned to me the other day about Volpe. I've heard from more Italians.
Really?
Yeah, real enthusiasm. What a fantastic thing this is to have an Italian
in Rome.
Going back to Rome, and you know,
I know that was a good stroke, and then putting Scali in the UN.
Marvelous.
People like that too, don't they?
Yes, sir. But I think I feel a little bit apprehensive about the Italian reactions, but I've been getting it.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, it's a bigger job than being. Who the hell cares who's Secretary of Transportation? They care a hell of a lot who's Ambassador to Rome.
Well, that's a big. It has a big emotional pull to the Italians.
Be sure you let Volpe know that, will you?
I've talked to him. I've told him. And
does he feel good?
Oh, God, he's up in the clouds now. He was down a little bit.
I know.
You know, at the beginning. But, oh, no, God. He's hearing from all of them. You know, the hinterlands himself. And they're
good.
Deifying him as the first Italian-American to go back as an ambassador. It's a very big thing to him.
Good.
So it's
good.
That's had a good reaction. You know, the other interesting point is that we've had so many parties at the White House, church services, and receptions. You never hear from the people afterwards, or...
No, I know, we never do.
I've got perhaps 20 letters, maybe more, from the people that were invited into those Blair House affairs, the new majority.
They appreciated it, did they?
And they're just... Well, they're so effusive.
It's so different from the business council and the rest. Oh, one thing would you check?
Yes, sir.
Maurice Stans submitted a list of all the people who contributed, you know, in the
yep.
The 200 and above and 100 to 200 and so forth and so on. And I'd like for you to look at that list to see how many members of the business council are on any of those.
Yeah, we may find a couple.
Yeah, that's what I mean?
Yeah, we may find.
Let's find out.
Three.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll check that. That's the, I know his list. I've got a copy of it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll do that, Mr. President. But the other people we've had in, my God, they're just effusive letters.
Well, that's great, because that's why we did it.
Sure.
And at the inaugural, we'll do the same damn thing.
Yeah, we've got them all coming in. We've got a good...
And the black tie helps a lot, too, because they don't have to dress up too much.
Yeah, that's...
Their wives can dress, and they don't have to dress.
And that's gotten a very good play, that we're not...
Has it?
Yeah, that we're not going white tie because of the recognition of the kind of people that...
That's right. Why'd have people go out and rent those damn white ties?
That's right. I think it's marvelous.
Okay.
Hey,